This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a song called All I Ever Wanted. And you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm Julian Taylor. That was Ethan Pasquak. I've got music from Sandra Sutter, a song called Love Touch. Met Sandra at FMO and Folk Alliance, actually. Really lovely Cree Métis singer-songwriter. Her song is called Love Touch, and I must apologize to Sandra because I've had the record in my car listening to it for a while, and I think this is one of the first times I'm airing it on the show. So here we go. I hope you enjoy it. Here's Sandra Sutter on the Jukebox.
Your fingers have left their mark, but you no longer touch the essence of my soul or of my heart. With your love touch.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange. When you're strange.
This is The Jukebox, and that was The Doors with People Are Strange from back in 1967 from the Los Angeles Quartet, who went to iconic status, certainly because of their lead singer, but also because of the great songs. If you want to hear a great version of that song, it's a cover by The Dead South. They do a brilliant job of it. We have music from Northern Haze on deck here on the show. They are a group from Nunavut whose self-titled debut album came out in 1985. It happens to be the first indigenous language rock album ever recorded in North America. Pretty cool, huh? I'd like to send a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for all of your love and support. To you, the listeners, thanks for always tuning into the show and listening to the music we play. And to our station partners all across Turtle Island, thank you for all your love and support. Right now, we're going to play something from a English singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, as well as a producer, whose big break came from the movie The Lost Boys. You know the vampire movie with Kiefer Sutherland and the two Coreys? Well, it's the theme song from that movie. Here is Cry Little Sister on the Jukebox.
Thank you. Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Somewhere there's a land where the sun brightly shines, and across the tundra slow rivers wind, where love lives forever and dreams never die. Somewhere there's a land for you and I. Somewhere there's a land where the snow softly falls, elders are cherished and the past recalled.
That was Susan Aglukkaq, Song of the Land, and she was nominated for Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year at this year's Junos. I was very honored to be in the same category as Susan. She is an inspiration, and you have to check out her Arctic Rose charity if you get a chance. She's one of the first, and definitely an influence on many, many musicians here on Turtle Island. We have one more song here on the show from Leonard Sumner. It's called Indian Horse, and Leonard was the winner of the SOCAN Indigenous Writer of the Year Award a couple years back. Logan Statz just won it, so congratulations to the both of them. This song came out in 2019. Leonard is an Anishinaabe poet and singer-songwriter, as well as an MC from Little Saskatchewan First Nation. Thanks for tuning into the show. We got lots of great music coming at you next week, but we'll leave you with Indian Horse from Leonard Sumner, right here on the Jukebox.
Oh, it's a long way to go when the odds are against you. Play twice as hard, but you feel half as good as a tone.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Thank you.